Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back. Hey, you know Friday is Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to jump right in. But before we do that, let me just give this disclaimer real quick. The views of Real Women, Real Talk are not the views of On Point Talk or KAYT FM 88.1, but the opinions and views of Real Women, Real Talk. And this morning, we've got a table full. We're joined by Trinell Green. Trinell, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Tarnisha Brady, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Lamia Solomon, our regular contributor. Lamia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And Lisa Campo. Lisa, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, ladies.
And from the disclaimer, you can tell it's probably going to be hot. And this morning, we do have a hot topic. And let me tell you what it is. You probably had to be under a rock if you have not heard the story of what happened in Lake Charles, Louisiana. This story I'm reading from comes from the Associated Press. And here's what's up. The wife of a Louisiana man is charged with killing a preacher. The wife of a Louisiana man charged with killing a preacher had filed a rape complaint against the pastor 2 days before the shooting, but it's not yet clear if there was an assault or consensual sex relationship. Now, the sheriff said Monday that Woodrow Carey is charged with fatally shooting 53-year-old Ronald Harris Sr., who is the pastor of this church, during a revival service on Friday night at the Tabernacle of Praise Worship in Lake Charles. Now, the Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso told the Associated Press in a telephone interview on Monday, and he said that the wife had exchanged text messages before she filed the rape complaint. The sheriff's department said that Carey found the messages on his wife's cell phone on September the 21st, a few days before she filed the complaint, and less than a week before the shooting. Now, it is not clear, authorities say, whether there was a consensual relationship or not, and that will be the focus of their investigation. Now, they're trying to put all of the pieces together, but the reason why this story is critically important, not simply because it only happened miles away from us, it has made the national news, and it is happening a lot in America, not just with pastors, but with priests and other clergy. And that is the hot topic this morning. And before we got started, everybody had something to say. But before we jump in with our ladies, I want to just be clear to everyone listening. This is not a session to bash pastors. It is not a session to bash women. It is a session to talk about what is happening in the church and how we can be the change that we want to see. So, ladies, you guys have the article. Tarnisha, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with you this morning. What did you think about the story?
Well, I mean, like we were saying before the show started, it's not just going on, you know, a few miles away. It's right here in our front door, not even in our front yard anymore. It's made it to the porch. It's made it to the porch.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a believer, and I believe in the Word, and the Word says that he that has not sinned, you know, cast the first stone. And we still have to look at those pastors and priests as they are called by the Lord, because it also says in the book that we're going to fall short. So they're no better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But in that sense, it's like, okay, yeah, we fall short. But what happens when you're there to sing Zion songs and this pastor stands up and says, yes, I fathered that child, and it's none of your business? What do you do then?
There is silence. I see faces. I don't know.
My mama put up her Baptist church finger.
Your mama put up her Baptist church finger?
I was there to sing, so I didn't want to just put up my Baptist finger and leave,
uh-huh.
But... you know, it's like, okay, what do you do? How would you take that?
Well,
what
I don't.
Mama says, Mama put the finger up, you better get in the car and go.
Mama left me, girl.
But she did.
She left you for good reason, I believe.
And so what we're saying is that a pastor did say, he did declare that he had fathered a child out of wedlock. He told the truth. Is there some honor, Trinell, in that?
Well, you know, Colette.
when I first heard of the story, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not surprised where I was. Because here's the thing. For me as a believer, when I go into the church house, I'm going there to connect with other believers.
Mm-hmm.
The man who stands before me, who is bringing the word from our Bible that we believe in, that person, guess what? I want to hold to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So for me to sit, and this is just me.
Right.
For me to sit in a church where with a pastor that I don't believe or a pastor that I know is doing some things that I know is not of the word of God, then you know what? I have a problem. I am so blessed that I belong to a congregation where the man of God
mm-hmm.
demonstrates every Sunday. He brings the word, and that's what I go for.
Mm-hmm.
I go for the word. I don't hold him in his personal. I don't know what he do.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets in that pulpit on Sunday morning and he teaches and preaches the word of God that I know for myself, I connect with. You know, so mm-hmm. I am. When people say, oh, I'm not shocked, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. When you go into the church house and you shoot a man, I don't know what he did. They, you know, for me, I am. I'm shocked. I am.
Well, you know what? I think that's interesting. Let me weigh in. Are you shocked?
Hell no.
No, you're not shocked.
I'm not shocked. The reason I'm not shocked, first of all, we have to understand that at the end of the day, this is a man.
A man.
And this is a man. Right. And the thing is, when you go to church, you don't go to church to believe in the man. You go to church to get the message.
Mm-hmm.
To get the message. So at the end of the day, am I shocked? Hell no. I am not shocked because at the end of the day, he may have needs. He may not have needs. He may have something that didn't get met. Maybe something.
And let me just. Hang on. Lamia, hold on, Trinell. Hey, y'all. This is a hot topic. So we really want to keep it in perspective.
Because
a man was shot and killed here, and there are no winners in this. And we don't know. It is still very much an allegation as to whether or not this pastor's wife was having an affair or not. So we really don't know. They said the officers did say some text messages had been.
Hold on. You said the pastor's wife was having the affair?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Deacon's wife. Okay, I'm just trying to keep.
Wife.
Yes.
What I'm saying though is that at the end of the day, a lot of people look at these ministers and they think, "Oh my God, they did something wrong. They shouldn't be ministers. They shouldn't be that." At the end of the day, they are men. They are gonna have issues. What you're going as someone in the church, what I believe, and y'all know I'm a baby Christian, so I don't know. I'm putting it out there. This is what I believe. I believe that I'm going for the message. He's the messenger.
Right.
That's not saved. First of all, not everybody is called.
That's
some people call themselves.
That's
so that's where, you know, you got to kind of weigh in to
that's
say,
right.
okay, who are you following at that time?
Right.
But then also take a step back and say, you know what? That's a man. I'm following God.
Okay, now let me just add this as well. Okay, Woodrow Carey was the shooter, right? The alleged shooter. He's 53 years old. Both men are 53 years old. Not only was he a member of the church, he was a deacon, a former deacon of the church, and considered himself to be a friend to the pastor, Ronald Harris. So this just adds more fuel, I think, to the fire. And so, Lisa, for you, on Sunday mornings, when you go to church and you hear about a story like this, does this change your perspective?
Well, I think, okay, we need to look at this at several different angles,
okay?
Let's step back a little bit. You also have to keep in mind the people sitting in the congregation who believe this man is
a man called by God.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of emotions here. We've got these people who are devastated by the situation that has occurred and their pastor being shot, so we have to have compassion for that, okay?
Right.
We have to remember these people may have been living, I don't mean it disrespectfully, under a rock to the knowledge of what this pastor was possibly involved in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember several years ago, my priest, Father Scott, was shot here locally
okay.
by someone breaking into his home, although he was, you know, by
right.
no means in trouble or anything.
Right.
He was trying to protect his home.
Right.
We were
I remember
devastated
that.
By the news of him being shot. So let's keep in mind there are probably people somewhere on the other side of this mm-hmm. fence who are very emotionally attached to this man of God who has been shot. And we have to keep that in mind.
Not now, just shot, though. Shot at close range. One time,
yes,
and then
killed.
Shot
yes.
again.
So we're dealing with people
in a room full of people
grieving the loss of a man they still believed in. And then you're going to flip that coin over because we got a little Jekyll and Hyde going over on here. A lot of times we see this, unfortunately, in a lot of, if not most, denominations. I was raised Baptist. I was raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I had Baptist heritage in my family as well. And so I saw this in both sides of the religions that I had communications with, having these external affairs, whether they be a Baptist preacher,
mm-hmm.
married, having affairs with people in the congregation or outside of the congregation, or whether it be, I'm going to say it, in the Catholic faith. We all know we've had issues. We've had it in the Episcopal or Episcopalian. You've had it in the all the different denominations
mm-hmm.
have had some kind of scandal where the expectations, I think, sometimes of the people sitting in the pews are way too high. And these are still human beings. And we have to understand this is a manufactured praise.
That's
you
right.
need to look within and find
That's
your relationship
right.
with
I
the
agree.
Lord and not put your all your eggs in the basket of this priest or this pastor, minister, whatever it is he may be. Because he is a human being.
That's right.
Now, that person has to have enough strength and courage to step back from the pulpit and say, I have sinned and I need to stop being the leader in this group.
Absolutely. And so I want to address that, because when something like this happens to the body of Christ, although it happened in Lake Charles, and we are still awaiting the details of what really happened, how does this affect Tarnisha, you as a believer? And you talked about an experience that you kind of had at a church and you saw happening. How does this affect your experience as a believer?
I'm still a believer. It doesn't affect me at all, because I know who I am in Christ. I know who I serve in Christ. So what the next man is going to do is not going to affect me, my praise or my worship, because like he said in his word, man will always fall short.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't affect you. How do you how do you weigh in on that, Trinell?
Well, you know, here's where it really hit home for me, is that when I go to church, it's a place where I go and I want it sacred. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
It's not though.
It may be not, because it's being tarnished all over the place. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my mid-50s. So, you know, when I grew up in those olden days, we did. We worshiped that
mm-hmm.
that place where we went to worship. I know it's being parsed now, you know, and I do. And it's sad. It, for me, it's really, for a man to come into a house where people are worshiping, stand, shoot a person first.
Right.
Then stand over them no matter what the issue was.
Right.
That grieves me. It does to my core. It
mm-hmm.
does as a believer. It grieves me.
Absolutely. So for you, Lamia, how do you weigh in? Do we need to take a break? How do you weigh in on, as a believer, as a baby Christian, and self-admitted baby Christian, when you hear about something like this, how does it affect you going forward?
In all actuality, it doesn't have that much effect on me, because, like I said, I'm looking for God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at man at all. I don't even care about man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for God to come and just save me and keep me. So therefore, whatever man is doing,
mm-hmm.
that has no relevance on me. I'm looking at that guy and saying, you know what? He obviously may not have known God like he said he was, or the devil came and played a really big part in him,
mm-hmm.
because you went into the house of God.
Right.
And did this to this man. And
Absolutely.
We're supposed to love each other.
And so what you're saying is you believe that the former deacon may have gotten clipped. Hey, y'all, it's a hot topic. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got to take a break here, but we'll be back with more right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Now, if you're just joining the conversation, the phones are lighting up. I know that people have varying opinions on what happened at the Tabernacle Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're talking about Pastor Ronald Harris, who was 53 years old, who was shot and killed allegedly by Woodrow Carey, who was also 53 years old, that had been a member of the church. He had been friends with the pastor, and he was a former deacon. And we're talking about really the body of Christ. We're talking about where we stand on it. And, you know, I said in the beginning, this is not about bashing pastors. It's not about bashing women, but it's opening up the conversation that is a decades, ages old stories and scenarios that have happened probably since the beginning of time. But now, since social media has come about, I'm surprised somebody didn't get it on video and put it on Facebook, quite frankly. When a man can walk into a church in the center aisle and shoot the pastor falls dead, and then he stands over him and allegedly shoots him again. And I said to the women, what is happening, what has happened, Trinell, to the body of Christ?
Oh my gosh. We're just, you know, once upon a time, we would say that we come into God's house to get out of the world. Well, we brought the world in.
And then we talked about during the break, those voices that we talk about all the time. Now, there were allegations that text messages had been going back and forth between the pastor's wife and the deacon's wife, and the good pastor. There had been text messages going on, and then just a couple days before this happened, she files charges. What responsibility do we as women have? Do we have women that we talk about pastors praying on women, but do we have women praying on pastors?
Yes.
Weigh in on that, Tarnisha.
They call Jezebels.
And why do you say that?
Because they're going in these churches and they claim to be holier than thou, and they want to be over the praise dance ministry. And they go into the VFW teaching the line dance. Well, who are you going to serve becomes the question. How are you going to say, well, I'm going to drink this Hennessy tonight, but I'm going to take my communion tomorrow?
Do you think that women are praying on the men of God?
Yes, I do. They go in there with this sad face of, oh, I need prayer and all this other stuff. And it's not what you say, it's how you say. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in there with your cleavage hanging and all this other things and, oh, pastor, yes, at the end of the day, that's a man. And that man is going to fall short.
Wow.
When the opportunity presents itself, yes, they're going to take it.
What do you say about that, Lisa Campo? Lisa's raising her hand.
I got my hand raised. I'm going to respect the word of the other.
I acknowledge the respectable lady, Lisa Campo, over across the table.
I love that she just finished up her little spill with the word opportunity. Because opportunity, just like the devil, is everywhere we go.
Ma'am.
And just like you said, we've brought the world into the church. The world has always been up in the church. Mm-hmm. We've had to pray to find our way out of the world for moments just to try and get some clarity. And, you know, what I want to focus on is we talk about, you know, y'all know I talk about my girls in my head.
Uh-huh.
I got half a dozen women living up here that talk all day long about what I should do. However, one normally stands stronger than the other five crazies. So the only thing that does separate us from animals is our ability to have some kind of self-control. That's whether you're having an affair, what you let slip out of your mouth, what you wear during the day, how you perform or act or conduct yourself. The only thing that separates us from the animals is we have a conscience and the ability to make good decisions. We all have had the opportunity to have affairs or to lie or to cheat or to steal. At the end of the day, though, you know you're going to be judged at the end of your journey. And you have got to know that you had more control than an animal that knows right from wrong. You know what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And I'm sorry, there are situations, whether it be a man and a woman and a pastor, or whether it be another man and another woman, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, mm-hmm. however you want to mix mm-hmm. it up these days, you know right from wrong, whether it be a cougar and a five-year-old.
Okay, let me stop you,
you know
there.
Right from wrong.
Now, let me ask you ladies this to weigh in on this. And Lamia, I'll let you weigh in on. It seems like from the information that has come out so far, it seems like this is a crime of passion, mm-hmm. that this was done in a moment of rage.
And you know what? I believe so. If you look at it from that angle, if a man, first of all, if a man loves his wife and his wife comes to him and says, hey, I've been raped
right.
by my pastor. Tell me what man is not going to have a reaction. I'm not saying that reaction is going to be as detrimental as it was, mm-hmm. but he's going to have a reaction. That pastor is going to hear something one way, shape, or form if he's a man. Now, on another instance, you got to think, okay, if he would have saw text messages from the pastor and his wife, that's going to be rage. That's going to be say, okay, you know what? Something is, you're cheating on me. Yeah. So therefore, a man, if he loves his wife, till death do they part, that is exactly what ends up happening.
And so, go ahead. Trinell wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Trinell.
And you know what, Mia, on that note, you're talking from the man angle. Right. What about the deacon angle? Yeah. What uh-huh. about the man who right. was serving yeah. the man he allegedly killed?
And was mm-hmm. betrayed
and
by
was
the man
betrayed.
He was serving.
That, you know what, y'all? It hurts no matter what.
And but let's remember this. We don't necessarily know all the facts. Right. These are allegations. Right. And we know, this is what we do know. We know that, Lamia's got her hand up. Hang on, Lamia, let me make this point. We know that the mind is a powerful tool.
Yes.
Okay, now look at this scenario. You get the text messages. You look at your wife's phone because you probably suspect that maybe something untoward is going on. You look at the text messages, and then because the mind is so powerful, it makes you believe that something is going on, even if it isn't. And then you react. And now there are no winners. We've got a man dead. We've got a man in jail. He calls 911 shortly after killing this man and says, hey, look, I've done it. I'm turning myself in. So what about that, Trinell? What about that angle?
Again, I go back to, I'm gonna go back to the deacon. I'm gonna speak
okay.
to the deacon, okay? Because you know what? If he was a man who really, really believed, he was really, really a believer, and allegedly what went on, this man is so hurt. His mind is, he's just messed up, in my opinion. You understand? Look, I know y'all. Y'all don't understand. We got hands
all right,
going up.
Let me acknowledge my strong white woman across the table, Lisa Campo, making a real big muscle.
Y'all, we got to remember, it was the deacon that was in him that just flipped. It was just, he flipped it.
Y'all, I'm seeing me, and again, I'm seeing this little scenario playing out in my own head. The girls are having a field day with this up there. This is a little triangle. You got the pastor. And he is the best friend of the deacon.
Mm-hmm.
You got the wife, who is the wife mm. of her husband. Forget
right.
the deacon. That's his wife, husband and wife.
Right.
We see this play out time and time again. When people allow outside parties into their marriage, mm-hmm. when people turn to outside parties and they share and they get they rely on for, like, you know, console me, or she's doing this or he's doing that,
mm-hmm.
oh, he's no good, come to me, or you need to get rid. We don't know what was going on in this triangle. We really don't.
And you know what, I as you guys are talking, you know, and we're laughing, but not to make light of the situation, let me just say that in the midst of all of this, you know what I feel the demonic force that is the devil,
mm-hmm.
that is coming in to try to steal God's word and to try to make the world seem like it's the same as the church. And you've got people that are sitting and that are listening and that have followed this story, and they're saying, you know what? If all of this is happening in the church, if this is what it's like to be a believer, Well, hell, I don't need to go to church. All right, we got rock, scissors, paper. Okay, Tarnisha, go ahead and weigh in. They can't wait to
That's
weigh
his
in.
Job.
That is his job.
That's his job. The devil is only doing his job.
That's right.
That's it. He's to kill, to steal,
right,
and to destroy. That's his job.
Go ahead, Lamia. What do you think about killing, stealing, and destroying?
You know what? What I wanted to weigh in on, because of all of this triangle that is going on, the person that I feel that we need to make sure that we stand in the gap for is that pastor's wife.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because she is getting hit with this.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is busy and working with her. She don't know what's going on with her husband. She may not know what was going on with this woman. And guess what? Their family is grieving, and she's lost. What can we do? Two families are grieving now.
That's right.
One is gone.
Actually, three, Lamia. You got the church family.
Yes.
You got the pastor's family who's dead. And then you've got the deacon's family.
That's right.
And there are no winners.
None.
There are no winners in this situation.
The devil is dancing in the aisles with the joy that what he has done.
And I don't want the devil to get the glory, because you see, this is what he does. We're talking about this, but I want this conversation to be a conversation about what believers in the body of Christ can do, and how each of us, and we say it every single day on this show, be the change that you want to see. If you're a woman that's doing some things that are not right, and do you have women that just prey on pastors? Do you have pastors that prey on women? I don't know. But we all have to check our own motives.
Well, I think as human beings, we need to check our level of control and our acknowledgement of really, we know what's right from wrong, but do we practice what's right from wrong? And you know, whether it be a man, whether it be a woman, whether it be married, unmarried, pastor, priest, whatever, you know right from wrong, and you need to live your life as if the Lord's looking you in the face. Because you know what? He's actually still looking you in the face. You've just looked away.
And are we holding the man of God, the woman of God, are we holding them accountable?
No.
Are we holding them up and lifting them to a higher standard when it comes to leadership in the church, when it comes to having relationships with the clergy? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? Lamia, are we doing that?
I think that we should. They are men, but they're also leaders, just like in a job.
This is I hear you job. Saying they're leaders, but.
Well,
yeah,
they
like
are
politicians.
Leaders. No, yeah, politicians get away with that. Okay, what I'm saying is they're supposed to be looked up to as far as a leader, but also you have to follow God. They're a messenger. That's all they are, messengers.
They are, but have we lost sight of that? Do we have people following the man as opposed to the message?
Yeah, I'm a baby Christian. That's one of the
yes, we absolutely do. In more cases than not, we do. We have people who look up to the pastor more than they actually look up to God. It's just sad to say. We do have those scenarios in the church.
And so, Tarnisha, what's the answer to that? What do you think?
Pray on, honey. Just a little while longer. Pray on. I mean, that's all you can do. That's your weapon.
That's
and
your
all
weapon.
You can do is pray. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all we have to do. I mean, without prayer, yokes aren't destroyed. Chains aren't broken.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going to be the change you want to see. I mean, you just have to pray.
And, you know, I just want to say this, too, because I hear, you know, I hear pastors and I hear church members. I hear you guys in the spirit saying that's not happening at every church. And I know that it's not happening at every church, and I hope that it's happening at fewer and fewer churches as opposed to more and more churches. But I think it is a conversation that we do have to open up. And do pastors want to be held accountable by the parishioners, and should they, Trinnell, be held accountable?
Yes, they should be held accountable. And not only should they be held accountable, they need to start putting some protection in place, okay? For me, I don't feel like pastors should be taking on counseling mm-hmm. by themselves with women in mm-hmm. the office locked up by themselves, because counseling is husband and wife, not just wife.
Okay, but a lot of times we know it's hard to get husbands there.
And it is. So you know what? He shouldn't subject himself to that, because a lot of times that's what happens.
The devil plays when you get in that scenario. You don't understand? So I think that if pastors start putting, and even women, we need to be held accountable too. You shouldn't put yourself in position to be tempted. You understand?
And do women sometimes look at the pastor like a rock star?
Yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you get enamored with your pastor and you know what I'm saying? And things happen and you don't even really kind of know that they're happening. And then, like you said, Trinell, you go in for counseling and
doors. That's it. And things, we're human, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just because I got the title of a pastor and I'm a deacon's wife,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't change anything. I'm still a man and woman. It's still that temptation.
And so who is going to hold pastors accountable, especially when they own the church?
Jesus.
First. Jesus first, absolutely. God first.
And they don't own that church.
They don't.
Okay.
And then I think that the congregation of parishioners, then if you see something that is not what God says it should be, I think that we should. We're not judges.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I do think that we should hold the pastor accountable.
Go ahead, Lamia.
Okay. So I sat here and I listened, but then you think about, no, they do not own the church, Lisa Campo. The congregation is the one that owns the
mm-hmm.
church. But also, you got Gossip Betty in the church also.
The congregation doesn't own that church.
Well, you know what I'm saying. As far as...
Who owns the church?
The Lord owns that church.
Lord, okay. Y'all.
We have to keep focus on why we're going there.
Well, and let's remember now, churches are being run more like businesses
and
now.
And they are. And it's not about what you wear. It's not about how much you can put in that basket. It's not about who sings in the choir or how many times I get on that pew in a month. Mm-hmm. It's not about that.
Right, but
it's
I'm saying who...
It's about the relationship with the Lord.
And we know that, but who holds the man or woman and or woman, who holds them accountable?
The congregation should.
But that's what I'm saying. The congregation is going to hold them accountable, but you also got Gossip Betty down the way.
So it should be somebody.
It should be factual. You can't run a pastor out of the church just because you started a rumor or somebody started a rumor and said, you know what, you know pastor must be sleeping with her because he had a meeting in his office with a woman. No, you know what? Give him credit that maybe he's praying for this woman, helping her through whatever the situation is going through. Not that Gossip Betty is sitting next to the door and heard him say, no sex or no whatever. He could be talking to her about her husband
mm-hmm.
and their relationship. So we also have to think about that congregation, think about that pastor and say, okay, you know what? We don't have a right to judge or gossip.
Absolutely. And we certainly don't want this to be a judgment because it is not. It's a conversation, and I think it's a conversation about how we can all be better stewards in our, you know, in the body of Christ and how we can be more accountable and how we can be the change that we want to see by changing ourselves, by changing the way that we look at things, the way that we approach things. And I also believe, yes, what Trinell said, we need to have some safeguards in place.
Gossip Betty couldn't gossip your pastor and Mary Ann locked up in the office by themselves. That way I'm not on the other side of the door trying to figure out what they're doing.
And you're gonna have gossips in the church. You're gonna have all sorts of people in the church.
You can minimize that by not doing some things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk, and this is a hot topic. Stay on point, everybody. We're gonna take a break, but we're back with more after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Lehigh Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Lehigh Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Lehigh Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always on time.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver.
Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sometimes I shave my legs and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I comb my hair and sometimes I won't. Depending on how the wind blows, I might even paint my toes. It really just depends on whatever feels good in my soul.
Not the average girl from your video. And I ain't built like a supermodel. But I learned to love myself unconditionally because I am queen.
she knows. But I've drawn the conclusion it's all an illusion. Confusion's the name of the game. A misconception, a mass deception. Something's gotta change. Don't be offended, this is all my opinion. Ain't nothing that I'm saying, love. This is a true confession of a life learned lesson I will sit here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your salt on the shelf, go on and love yourself. Cause everything is gonna be alright.
I'm not the average girl from your video. And I ain't built like a supermodel.
I don't need that to have a good time. Keep your expensive car and your caviar. All I need is my guitar. Keep your crystal and your pistol. I'd rather have a pretty piece of crystal. Don't need your silicone. I prefer my own. What God gave me is just fine.
Oh, I'm the average girl from the video. And I can't be a supermodel, but I learned to love myself unconditionally.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken Sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and it's already real. Let me introduce you to our ladies this morning. Tarnisha Brady, Leanne Murphy, Valerie Bayong Bandy. Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Hey, ladies, good morning and welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. Y'all, it's heated up in here already. I'm going to tell you, we've been having a conversation about seasons and the change in the seasons and the ebbs and the flows and how we go, if we're women or people of faith, how we go from faith to faith. And if we're not people of faith or people that are trying to build our faith muscle, how we do that. And so, Leanne, I want you to start because each of us in here has had some change. And we're talking about how you make those changes and keep your sanity and not have your identity actually lifted from you, so to speak.
For me, it is all about faith. And it's all about that the source of my faith is biblical. And I look into that. And when I went from looking at the Bible as kind of a handbook or a guide or even worse yet, great sayings to cross stitch on your pillow. You know, those things that we go, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We think of that as a cross stitch statement.
I've never heard of that. I like that. A cross stitch statement.
Yeah. When you turn and you look at that, it's really saying, and it's not saying everything's going to be easy. It's saying no matter what's thrown at you, you can do it through Christ. That's a hard statement. So when you turn that from a handbook or a great quotable quotes book and you look at it as a mirror, then when I look into that, I see who I am and I see who I should be and apply it to my world, it becomes a very powerful force in your life. And so when you look into that and it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, when you're leaving a job and you can't say I'm leaving a job and start looking until you've already left it, like at the Red Cross, which I loved that organization, and I didn't want to hurt it, so I never told anyone I was leaving until we had someone in place. And so I didn't start looking for a job until I'd worked to get that in place and had all of those things.
But when that happens, though, Leanne, let me stop you there. When that happens and you leave a position where you're so noted in the community for that position and doing what you do, but you know that the season is ending.
Right.
You know, how do you really bring all of that together to put that down? Because don't we sometimes, we were talking about women especially, our titles are important to us. And so how do you put that down to move to, okay, I'm going from this to I don't know what.
I don't know what. You know, for me, the Esther story really was, and we were talking about this a minute ago, really was my
talking about Esther in the Bible, that she knew that she was appointed for such a time,
right? And when her uncle comes, her Mordecai says, because she was really debating, do I do this, do I not do
right.
this? And that's exactly where I was, do I do this, do I not do this? Because what she was going to do is go into the king uninvited, which could have meant her life. And that's where I was with the Red Cross. So I don't know what happens. What if I do this? What
oh, I'm getting chills all over because she went uninvited.
She went uninvited.
But she had such favor.
And what Mordecai said to her was, how do you know, but you were brought to this place for such a time as this. And if you don't do it, God will raise up a deliverer, but you and your house may not be saved. And that struck me, that if you don't step out in that faith, if you don't walk the faith path that God has laid out for you, God will raise up somebody else.
Oh, Leanne, you're going to make me run this morning.
Be saved.
Oh.
And so for me, it was, okay, this is where the hard stuff comes. The hard stuff isn't doing what's set before you. The hard stuff is taking a step when you don't know what's set before you. And that, for me, was that moment. And literally, I laid my head on the kitchen cabinet one day and said, God, I need deliverance here. And so I'll step in faith. And I'll trust you with the rest of it, because I didn't want to be left, and you know, my house and my father's house to be unsafe. And so for me, it was a huge faith step. And the minute that I laid it down, I knew that I had taken the step that was the hardest, but it wasn't the only hard step. But it, so for me, that's what it is. If I didn't have that biblical basis of faith, I don't know who I would be. So for people, when you said, you know, you have to go from faith to faith, that's where I live. Now, at times it's much weaker. Probably most of the time it's much weaker than it should be. But if you don't have that, I think you have to have something. I don't know how you get through this life without that.
Absolutely. And Tarnisha, right now you're kind of in that situation where you're evolving into out of one season into the next season. And the common thread that we've all come together this morning at the table and realized, and I really had not planned to talk about this until I heard everybody's story and what was going on in everybody's life. And I believe that this is a word for somebody that's changing seasons. And what I was struck with is by everybody's faith. And in your change, Tarnisha, your changes are not necessarily job changes, but life changes. And I asked Tarnisha, I said, how can you be so beautiful and so free this morning with everything you got going on in your life? And you said,
Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah, honey.
Wow. And so those challenges of not only having your kids, but having your sister's kids, you got your three, then you got three more. You know, do you ever say, God, okay, why?
No, I've questioned him before, and I didn't like his answer. So I see why he said, don't question me.
What'd he say?
My plan is far greater than your plan. Your plans are not your plans.
Absolutely.
So I questioned him when another member of my family passed. And I didn't like how he dealt with that answering me. So I just chose to trust. I chose to believe, and I chose to fall on my face in my faith, and here we are. I mean, it's a handful, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Wow. And then we look at, you know, the things that we're going through in our life, and we think, you know, oh, I'm challenged. And you never know what another person is challenged with. That's why I don't think you can ever look at anybody and think you know their story, because you never really do. And one of the things that you talked about in your changing seasons and in your challenges is that you really have found that you have got to be an organizer. You have got to be a soldier on this battlefield.
You really have to. I mean, and I agree with everything that she was saying about her faith. I mean, God has to be...
Talking about Leanne.
Yeah, Miss Leanne. He has to be the king of your entire life, or you'll lose it. You'll lose it. I know people, you know, and we've been through counseling, and we go to groups and things like that. And I say, okay, yeah, I have six kids. Okay. But then there's a woman who has 12 of her own and took in four of her nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, so come on. I have a job. I'm doing well. You know, we have a home. Some people don't have that story.
You know, so you have found the gratitude.
Right. I don't look at what's going on and what I feel is wrong. I want to praise God for what he has done and what I have and the things that he will do. And we just go on from there. You can't live on the, oh, Lord, all these kids getting on my nerve. And they do.
Because they're all little bitty kids.
Yeah, and they do, especially my Sanaya. She's the youngest of them all. And, oh, Lord. but God.
But God. And so, Valerie, where are you on season changes and from faith to faith or having faith and needing more faith? Where do you stand on that?
Well, I'm kind of like Leanne. I'm in transition. I've resigned from Family Counseling Agency. I resigned on May 21st, and I'm currently going into pursuing other endeavors. And one thing I sit down and I think about is that we all think about how much faith we have and the faith we have in God, and that's how we get through every single day. But one thing that I recently did was to sit down. I was talking to my mom, and I sat down and I thought about something. You know, if you think about when the Israelites were led out of Egypt, and you think about all the things they saw, everything that God did for them, and then once times got a little bit tough again, it was almost like they had forgotten. Well, I went back into Deuteronomy and all the promises that God has made to us as his children. And then I sat back and I thought over the 42 years of my life and how every last one of those promises have been shown to me. So if I get back in my life, so I sat down, I was talking to my mom about it. I said, well, Mom, I mean, we have faith. We believe in God. But one thing I think that sometimes we all tend to forget is that God has shown all of us promises in our lives, but we tend to forget it. And it always helps to go back to Deuteronomy, look at it, look at all the times that God has spared you, favored you, given things to you, created something out of nothing, blessed you in your house, all the times throughout your life. Because a lot of times, we're like the Israelites. We forget, even though God has shown us all of the miracles and the blessings that he's given to us. And then by forgetting, we put a glass box around us. And it blocks us from all the blessings that he has for us. But our faith is not there in order to be able to have them rain down on us.
Wow. Y'all, this is Real Women, Real Talk. And I just, I sense a peace in the listening audience this morning, a quiet. You know what? If you're going from one season to the next, this is a conversation that I think you don't want to miss, because it's Real Women talking about real situations and how you get better. You know what? How you get better. You can be bitter or you can get better. And today we're getting better with Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number 318-487-1881. Also, Get Wired Satellites. If you're just joining the conversation, it's Real Talk Friday. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're joined by Tarnisha Brady, Leanne Murphy, Valerie Bayong Bandy, and we're talking about changing seasons from faith to faith and how we do it. And during the break, it's just, I wish we could take these conversations because the conversation is so full. We were talking about, I was saying, and I have shared with you guys, that every season, every summer, we have birds that visit our house. And we can't get rid of them. And every season we see the mamas lay the eggs. The birds are fed. They get big enough. And then they fly out of the nest. And they got to fly out. And so in the change of life, the cycle of life, many people are challenged by being on a job for 18, 20 years. And they got pushed out for whatever reason. And we were talking about being so defined by what you do and who you are and your title. And I think, Leanne, this morning we were talking about being careful about thinking you stand lest you fall.
Absolutely. And I was sharing that at the Red Cross because it was such an extreme situation.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful organization. But they work under extreme circumstances. They work with people under extreme circumstances, losing their home to fire, families who are in the military and they need to reach a loved one because of a crisis, a hurricane,
mm-hmm.
or a tornado in Oklahoma right now. Because of that, it's almost like that during that time, God really taught me where my foundation was. Because if I ever for a minute thought that I could do the normal day to day, that lasted for about 2.5 minutes at the Red Cross, normal day to day. And you'd look at these enormous things, sheltering for 181 straight days during Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. 26,000 people in shelters right here in Rapides Parish. I mean, that is bizarre circumstances. And you couldn't look at that and have any expectation of doing that in and of yourself. And for me, the reality was God pours out his mercies and his magnificence through all these volunteers that just rose up and would work 14 and 15 hour days just because they wanted to serve. And so it really taught me not to put faith in anything that I could do. I woke up literally probably almost every morning knowing that if I thought I was going to do it on my own, I might as well stay in bed.
And this is the thing, Valerie and Tarnisha and Leanne, I think that many of us, especially women, we get into I. Mm-hmm. And when things go really well, especially if you're a leader at your job or you own your business or you're in a position of what people would call power or position. And you say, I, look at what I did. And then those I's start to encompass you, Valerie, and you start to think that I did something when really you're just the conduit for the thing. You're just the vessel, the flow through.
Exactly. And one thing, too, that's so important is you have to realize something. If you stay grounded, if you understand that everything, everything you have, are, or ever will be, comes from God. Yes. If you stay grounded, when you transition in life, it doesn't throw you off as badly. Because you have
But do we stay grounded, though?
You know, and when you were saying that, one of the things that I thought about was, you know, the part of the danger for us as women is we are responders. We're responders.
Oh, yeah.
We react.
We want to get it done.
And we want to. And so when we're working, a lot of times it's, even if you have that heart and you have that conviction that God is your foundation, people around you start saying, oh, you did a great job, or that was fantastic, or, you know, she can do this.
Right.
Oh, you know, call Carlette. She'll make it happen. Call Carnesha.
Mm-hmm.
Call Valerie. And then we start
Yes.
And then we start thinking, okay, well, people need me. They depend on me. I can do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you start out with all the right things. Somebody needs me, so I'm going to do this. But then, and I can do this. And then, well, and I did that last time. Mm-hmm. And then all those eyes start taking over. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost in response to that. And we get that at work in ways that you don't get that sometimes in other places.
And how do you keep that balance, that ego? And how do you keep that ego, especially when you're in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? That ego that turns into, I think, pride of everybody needs me. Mm-hmm. I'm a game changer.
Or you take home what you do at work, and you want to go, well, listen, at work when I say do this,
you do
done. So let's talk about that a little bit. It becomes very problematic.
And how do we as women keep that ego in check? Because now society, and Tarnisha had a really important point. She said, now women have to go out, many of us, get the bacon, fry it up in the pan, you know, and that comes along with a lot.
It's just this flip, like I was saying earlier. I mean, God created us to be the nurturer. You know, we're the caretakers. But now we're in that corporate America. You know, we are the decision makers, and it's flipped.
And I made the point, Leanne and I, we were talking about that. I said, have we chosen that? You know, have we chosen that?
Some have, and then some haven't. You know, like she said. Some were, you know, chose to be in that position, and then some others were, this is what we have to do to stay afloat.
Right.
You know?
And so how do we create that balance now that when we have to do it, and, you know, we're in those positions, and we're the earners, we're the breadwinners, you know, how do we strike that balance so that we can be in healthy relationships at home?
I think it's a huge challenge, and I was just saying, too, in some ways, we're our own Benedict Arnolds. We've betrayed ourselves, because even among women, we sometimes hear the, well, she's just a homemaker, or I've chosen to, you know, to stay at home for a while, or I've left the work, you know, and we undermine that in our own minds, and we buy into that whole idea of, well, we can have it all. Mm-hmm. We can have it all. Well, you can't have it all.
No, you can't.
You're going to sacrifice something. And so we're torn. And then we start feeling torn within ourselves, you know, raising children and husband, and then between career. And so we really have to work hard at that and fight that belief system that we're supposed to be something other than what we are. At the Red Cross, for example, you know, it was a stressful, high-stress, high-pressure, very visible job, and it becomes very easy to kind of become that person. I had an alter ego at the Red Cross, because a lot of the stuff I had to do there was not in my nature. Mm-hmm. But you do it so long that suddenly it starts to feel a little bit like your nature, and you almost forget who you are and whose you are and what you want to be. Mm-hmm. And it's been such a blessing to have kind of this season of change, because it's forced me to go, wait a minute, which part is